Okay, today's daf is Makas Daf Ches. Today's daf and yesterday's daf are sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas Yaakov Ben Tzvi Halevi, Jacob Siegel, who together with his wife were pillars of Stuck and Chesed for many decades in Baltimore by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family. Again, sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas Yaakov Ben Tzvi Halevi, Jacob Siegel. Okay, we'll start with the Mishnah on Daf Zayin Amid Beis. As we get into this cycle of Makos, we started the second parak yesterday, and now we get into all about Golos. First parak was about Edom Zomim, second parak now is all about Golios, and the third parak will be about everything in Shas, all related to the Chiyuvei Malkus that'll be B'ezras Hashem coming up in a couple of days. But first we have the parak having to do with all areas of Malkus, and we start off with the Mishnah, Nishpat HaBarzel Mikito. Somebody is chopping wood in the forest, the classic case discussed by the Torah, and somebody's chopping wood, and something flies off and kills somebody else. What is not clear in the Torah, and that's a machlokas tanaim, was whether it was the top of the axe, the metal piece, that flew off and killed the other person by accident, or was it the piece of a tree that the person was, Reuven was chopping, and then a piece of the tree went out and hit somebody. So, nishbat habarzel mikito v'harak. So, what happened, says the Mishnah, where the metal, where the iron top of the axe flew off and killed. So, is that the case discussed in the Torah? If it is, then that's the case that gets golos, that gets Ari Miklot. And if not, so Rebbe Omer in a gola. Rebbe says you do not get golos, because that's not the case discussed in the Torah. Right? That would be a case of Putter. Why would you be putter there? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. The Meiri says, Rebbe would say not gullus if the axe handle flies off, because that would be karov lemezid. Right? A person should check the axe handle before he starts working. And if it flies off, that's his fault, says the Meiri. Shehailo la'ayin imhaya habarzel mehudak yafeh bekito. Right, and as we know, we learned on the top of the Amud, right, Golos is somewhere right in the middle. It's not Karav Lamezid, it's not Karav Laones. It's smack in the middle, it's Shogig, and it's not totally your fault, and it's not totally not your fault. And therefore, it is a type of Onesh, as was mentioned from the Sefer HaChinuch, the various svaras behind the idea of Golos, right? The way that the Achronim, based on the Rishonim, formulated is it Onesh or is it Kapara? Is it more of a punishment or is it more of a way to atone? Or the third idea we mentioned for the Sefer HaChinuch, I'm sure in the past cycle, the Chinuch says it's a psychological preventative measure, that if the relatives see the Horeg Bishoge walking around the shul, that will be a constant reminder of what happened to their dead relative. And therefore, the Torah is on the wavelength of the Krovim, of the Gol Adam, and that's why the Torah says, you know what, better to stay in the Yer Miklat in order to help the relatives have closure, so to speak, in this regard. So that was three ideas of the of Golos. Either way, Rebbe says, in this case, one is not Gola because it is Karov Lameza. The Aruch Lener, has the opposite approach. He says, yeah, Potter, but maybe it's more Karov Laones. Okay, that axe handle flying off. You know, that's, very unusual. Mistama, the guy checked beforehand that it still flew off. So either way, Rebbe holds you would be putter in that case, and that's not the case discussed in the Torah. V'chachamim omrim golo. The Chachamim say, no, that's exactly the case discussed in the Psukim, and therefore you would get golos in that case. The Meiri continues and says, v'halacha kechachamim, she'ein ze karav lamezid. The Meiri says we pass in that way. It is Golos. It's not Karav Lamezid, right? The Meiri Lishitasa, because he said Rebbe Shita was Karav Lamezid. So Rebbe would say, you're not Karav Lamezid. Why? Shaharbe pa'amim adam ro'ehu muhudak yafev yafal pikin unishpat mikito. You know, many times you check, you do the best, and it still flies off. You know, sometimes it happens. And therefore, says the Meiri, that is why we would paskin Golos in this case, because it would be a regular case of shogeg. That is case number one. Case number two, min ha'etza mispakeya. What happens if the piece of wood flies off after one, as one is chopping? So that's exact opposite. So Rebbe would say that's the case of the Torah. So that's why Rebbe Omer Gola. Rebbe would say in that case Gola. But Chum of Omer Ena Gola. Chum say no Gola. That wouldn't be Gola's there. There, that would be Karav Laones. That would be hard to say that it's Karav Lamezid because it's one step removed. But that would be Putter according to the According to the Chachamim. Tosfos and Bava Kamma and Daf Chavav discusses, you know, how this case compares, because the Gemara, itself alludes to it there in Bava Kamma Chavav, as compares to other cases where there is a type of shogeg. Niskaven, Lizrok, Shtayim, Vizarok, Arba. Right, I wanted to throw something 2 amos and it went 4 amos. So in that case, why is this case any different? So maybe over there the Gemara says that there your putter and his curve lamezid because, you know, somebody was in 4 and you threw a 2 and you should have known. But here there was nobody near you. Right, so it was more of an accident, and therefore you cannot compare the cases. But the Rishonim do compare. The Rishonim there can discuss our Mishnah and the cases over there. Tanya says the Braisa, Amar lam Rebbe l'chachamim. So Rebbe says to the Chachamim, Rebbe who says that the case in the Torah is the wood and not the case of the metal, Rebbe says to the Chachamim, V'chi nomar v'nashal habarzel mei etzo. Does the Torah say the metal flew off of its wooden handle? V'halalo nemar ela min ha'etz. It says min ha'etz. So Rebbe says, that's how I know that the case of the Torah is eitz from eitz. Something flew off of eitz, flew off from the wood, and that's how I know that. That's what the Torah is talking about. V'o nomar eitz lamata, v'nomar eitz lamala. So number one, I know it from the context. Number two, I know it from the two different words of eitz in the Torah, not just from eitzo. Says the Torah, Lamata, where it's talking about Venashal Abarzel Mina Eitz, there, and it says Minamala, clearly when it's talking about chopping wood, Lichros Eitz, Venemar Eitz Lamala, so Ma Eitz Amar Lamala Mina Eitz Amispakeya, Af Eitz Amar Lamata Mina Eitz Amispakeya. So Rebbe says, that's how you know, it's definitely talking about from the tree, a piece of the tree that is flying off, that was the case in the Torah, that is the case in the Torah, and that is why one is Chayav Galus, in that case, for the wood, but for the metal, one would not be chayef. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amarav Ushneya Mikra Echad Darshu, and both Rebbe and the Chachamim darshin from the same pasuk. That's the source of the did is from the same pasuk. The question is how to understand it. So v'nashal habarzel min ha'etz. That's the pasuk of the Torah. So Rebbe Savar. So this is an unusual application of what were the sugi that we're about to see. Yeshem lamikra, yeshem lamesoris. Last time we had this, if you remember, was way back in the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin, where we had all the different cases. Machlokas tanoim. It depends how you read it. It depends how you write it. And most of the cases there were difference in spelling. Difference in spelling. We had cases of basukas and basukos and shvuayim and shivim, and there are different cases. But the Gemara at the end of that Gemara, on the bottom of Amud Beis, discussed. But there are sometimes cases where it's the exact same spelling, and the question is about the nekudos, how to pronounce it, bachalevimo and bachelevimo. Right, is it Bachalavimo, right? Or Yera'eh and Yir'eh, Kol Zechurcha. Sometimes we have the principle of Yeshem the Mikkei Shilom Misaris, even by the way one pronounces it, right? So here we're going to have that as well. Remember, I didn't bring it again, but the Radvaz has a beautiful tshuva, right? Many beautiful tshuvas. But the tshuva that we've quoted in the past, the Radvaz says, the Torah was Badafka, written without nekudos. So it was written without vowels in order to allow many different interpretations. That's part of the magic of the Torah. Imagine if we had nekudos, then we'd be stuck. We'd be held hostage to the way that it's written in the Torah. The Rava says, no, it's written without nekudos, without vowels, so that we have the ability to interpret it in so many different ways. Elu ve'elu debri elokim chayim, many ways to interpret various psukim in the Torah. And that's the there's the pshat, there's the drash, right? The four levels of pardes, but that's the ha'ara of the radvaz. So here too, we have a machlokas. So they both darshan for this pasuk. Rebbe savar yesh eim l'mesoris. Rebbe says that the case of the Torah is where the wood flies out. Yesh l'mesoris, you go by how it is written, by the mesorah of how it has been passed down from sofer to sofer. And therefore, v'nishal ksiv. And the way that Rebbe says is that I would understand it with v'nishal. What does that mean? V'nishal, it slipped from. That it's the piece of wood that slipped from the tree. How do you darshan that? Let's just read the next line and then we'll see the Rashi. For Rabbanan Savar, Yeshem Lemikra v'nashal karinan. It can mean v'nashal, which is that it came loose from its own base, from the metal. Rashi, Yeshem Lemisaris. First wide line, Kama Shenimsra Ksav Shal Teva LaMoshe, the way that the Ksav was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, Anu Tzrichan LaDarsha. the way that was given as it was written. Right? We know that going all the many of the halachos and the minhagim of the sofrim, it goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know how many columns there are in every how many lines there are in every column in the Torah, and that every Torah has to start off with every column starts off with a vav except for five columns. There's so many different misoras, and which letters are written big and which letters are written small. And there's kri and the ksiv, and how the shiras are written in the Torah. Ariyach Agabe Levana, Ha'azinu, and Az Yashir. There's so many different details that go all the way back. All the way back to the Misora Moshe Rabbeinu. So says Rashi. So as the Ksav was given to Moshe, that's how we have to darshan it. V'lo l'fiyah mikro kshato kore. You don't go by how you read it. And v'nashal ata mosif havara shel aleph o shel hei beinun l'shin. Says the Rashi, that according to Rebbe, without the nekudos, one would add on a letter between the nun and the shin, ulafia misaris v'nishal ksiv, and you'd read it like a longer sound. Upirusho nishal shehishal abarzom v'etzav ispakeya. It caused, the iron caused the wood to separate from the tree. Umatza esrayeyu, and they're about to say no, you don't read it like that, you just read v'nashal, lashan pa'al, the regular act that you are chopping, and it fell off from itself. The Ritva is not so convinced. The Ritva, right? Can't go learn Maseches Makos without the Ritva. Baruch Hashem, we're back. We haven't had the Ritva in a couple of Masechtas. Says the Ritva, I don't fully understand what Rashi's talking about, right? With the hay and the aleph in between, why should that be without nekudos? The hikshor love the dikta lashon ain malkam b'shum po al kal shehi aleph ohe ba'emsa. Not exactly sure what Rashi is referring to. Why should you read it with an aleph or a hay in between? Lachena nachon, says the Ritva. Tevade afilu lufi amikra. Ein makom lios aleph o hay beitayim. No, there's no aleph, there's no hay. Umedrish misores. All it means by misora, by the mediational misores, is that you have more flexibility and you can interpret it in many different ways, including that the wood shoots off from the tree. If you're stuck to the reading, then you're more limited. V'nashal is just a regular case of chopping and the head flies off. So the Ritva doesn't accept the Aleph and the Hay addition, but he says the Besorah would be more inclusive. Eino ela shenitan makom la'adam lomar, bein bekametz, bein bechirik. V'chul, and he quotes other examples from Tanakh. V'kivet di'ika l'midrash, v'nashal bechirik. Darshin alei mehachraz ha'kasev, shlom omar v'nashal abarzel me'etzo. So he connects it to the other point that Rebbe made before. Okay, but either way, the Gemara connects this to the sugya of Yeshem Lemikra and Yeshem Lemisara. Continuing now, but wait a minute, last line. For Rebbe Yeshem Lemisara Svirlei. But Rebbe holds Yeshem Lemisara, but didn't we learn in Sanhedrin, there in Daf Dalet, in that sugya of Yamar of Yisra Bar Yosef, Am Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Yehuda ben Rawe, Tube Shammai, Verebbe Shimon, Verebbe Akiva, Kula Svirlehu Yeshem Lemikra. After we quoted the Machlokas Tanoim, but didn't we say the Olo Yeshem Lemikra? Right, Rebbe was the original. By the case of the Dayanim, Yehuda ben Rowitz was by the weeks after a Yoledes. Ed Beis Shammai was by the Zvachim case. Remember what's the minimum number of Zrikos that one needs for a Karban Chatos? Right, that the and Rabbi Shimon was by the Sukkah and Basukos. So Rabbi Akiva was by Kizayis from Shnei Mesim. You know, is it Matame Ba'ohel, Machlokas and the Mishnais in Ahalos. So all of those had the Machlokas Torah, and the Gemara said that the Rebbe holds Yesh Eim LeMikra. So how here could we line them up on the other side? Yesh Eim LeMisaris. So Gemara says, Haidot Dekamer Lehuva Od. That's exactly the point. That's why he says 2 points at the beginning of the Brisa that was quoted earlier, that even if you would hold Yesh Eim LeMikra, still I have the other point, and maybe that's how the Ritva understands that even the V'nashal V'nishal is based on the Va'od point, that it doesn't say May 8 so in the Pasuk. So it's not purely the regular Shita of Yesh Eim L'Misoretz, because as we just saw, Rebbe does not hold of that in general, but it's a combination of the 2 points. Good. Amar Rav Papa, fourth line. Mandasha the Pisa L'Dikla, somebody's throwing a clod of earth up to a palm tree, to a decal tree. Va'asar Tamri, and it hits the dates. Va'azal Tamri V'Katol. And the dates go, and they fall on somebody from a high height, and they kill somebody. So, is that like the case of the chopping the axe and the wood falling off? So, banan l'machlokas, Rebbe v'Rabbanan. So, we are suggesting that maybe this is good for the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Rebbe, who says that it's about the wood flying off, this is also like the dates flying off, that's like the wood flying off. You'd be chayav galus in that case. And the Rabbanan who say, no, it goes by the axe handle flying off, this is not similar. This is one step removed. And therefore, you would not go to galus. It would be more indirect. It's like, where's the pshita? So that's exactly the machloka. So what, isn't that obvious? What's Rav Papa's chiddush of saying, isn't this the same exact application? So where I said, no. Mao de tema kikoach kocho dami kamash malon. You might say that even according to Rebbe, you'd be potter here because it's one step removed. It's koach kocho. Right, Rashi? Mao de tema hala Rebbe kikoach kocho dami. Right, kocho is the strength of one person, the act. Koach kocho is one step removed. Upater, why? Shaharegev hayakoach rishon, the dirt was the koach rishon. V'neshiras hatzvar, mayakoach sheni. And the dates falling off would be koach sheni. Remember we had the cases in Sanhedrin, where something goes in a different direction, that's already different than, you know, it's not, like we said, gravity. If it goes straight up and straight down, okay, something to talk about. But straight up and a little horizontal, so that's not exactly the same thing. So here too, it's not going straight down, so maybe I would have said that this is one step removed, even from the case of the wood flying off. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush, that no, we treat the dirt like the axe. The dirt is like the axe, and the dates falling off is like the wood falling off. Again, the sugya of kocha, we discussed this back in the Ayins in Maseches Sanhedrin. It comes up in many different areas of halacha. We have kocha even within Ritzicha, and there are differences in halacha between Ritzicha b'mezin, when a person is chayiv misa, and Ritzicha b'shogeg, when one is chayiv galus. That's already two different contexts. But we know we have the sugya of kocha by shchita. Right, if somebody throws a knife and it happens to go in shecht, what happens if somebody drops a knife and it happens to go in shecht? Right, unusual case, but that's also discussed, koach and koach kocha. What about netilas yadayim every morning? Also discussed, kocha, koach kocha. Somebody doesn't have a cup, so they go to the sink, they turn the sink on. What do you have to do to have it considered koach gavra and kocha, not koach kocha? Right, so all of these are different areas of halacha and they're not the same. Right, there are different standards in the various contexts. But here, we're discussing, at least galus, the chiyuv ritzicha d'rabbanan. So the Gemara said, this is exactly the case, this would be kocho, and therefore, one would go to galus. Says the Gemara, even before we do the next line, look at Tosfos, ba'o de tema, velo dami, le'et, the havamina. The havamina is, why would the dates flying off be different than the wood flying off? Why would the wood flying off be chayav galus and the dates flying off not be chayav galus? Right? What's the hav, that the kamash balan? It's the same thing. But what's the hav amina? Says Tosfos, lo dami leitzam ispakeya, dehasam noga b'mashe biyado. They're contiguous, right? They're touching. The axe touches the tree while the person is still holding the axe. So there's it's all connected. The hand, the axe, the tree, and then the piece flies off. That's different than throwing the piece of wood. That's already one step removed. That's the havamina. And that's why you'd be pater, because even though kamash balan, the dirt is the axe, but it's not physically in his hand anymore. So that's the havamina. B'shaz dehasam naga mashe biyado. B'shaz hatazas ha'etz. Aval hacha shekvar yotza miyado. B'shaz hatazas hatamarim. Dami shapir l'ko kocho. So that's why I would have said it's like ko kocho. Eim alo l'chayev. I would have said you're not chayiv in that case, kamash malan. Again, remember, we discussed in Sanhedrin, this is not about responsibility only, right? Fault. You know, regarding fault, what difference does it make whether you're still holding it or not? But it's in terms of halachic act. Right? Halachic act depends on how we define this. So if you're holding something still, that it could still be called maybe your act, than if it's already been let go. Remember, that's the sugya in Baba Kama about Esha Mishum Chitzav or Esha Mishum Mamono. Right? Mishum Mamono means it's my property. It's not like I'm doing the act. Mishum Chitzav, I'm shooting the arrow. Even after I shot the arrow, it's like I'm still shooting the arrow. And that's the Nemuki Yosef there on Daf Yud, where the Nemuki Yosef discusses the Shabbos candles on Friday. That it's as if Esha Mishum Chitzav, so why is a person, why are we allowed to light Shabbos candles? It's connected to me, but it's not exactly that I'm doing it right now. But it's all connected to my original act. So here too, they're both connected to my original act. Doesn't mean that I'm doing it right now, and there can be differences between the halachic maisa, whether there is a contiguous elements between the perpetrator and the victim or not. But that is all in the Havamina. Kamash Malan, we say there's no difference, and they're both considered kocho.
With regard to the clod, he has to be throwing at the palm tree, though.
The clod is throwing out the palm tree. Yeah, he's throwing out the palm tree. He's not throwing it. He's not just throwing up. Yeah. Ella continues the Gemara. Ella koa kochel Rabbi Heichem Shkachos. So this is all kocho, right? The dates are just like the tree fall, the piece of wood falling off the tree. So what's koa kocho according to Rabbi? The Ritva notes. We don't have it. We don't have to answer this question. It's not such a hard question. We're just suggesting that Rebbe must have a koa kocho case. It's not like there's a kasha here with a stira. So we're just suggesting that, you know, it must be that Rebbe has the case. So what would be a case of koa kocho according to Rebbe? Kigon, the shada pisa, umachya lagarma. He throws a clod of earth and it hits the branch. V'asal garma, umachya lakavasa. And then the branch bangs against the cluster of dates, and then the dates fall down. Vasatamri vakatal. So it's one step removed in the direct nature of the item. Obviously, it becomes more indirect, and that's the case of koach kocho. Right? And that's what the Ritva says here. Kiva de isa binan levure mishum de kuliyama koach kocho lavka kocho dami. Everybody holds that there's something that's not considered your action, and therefore, you know, this would be the case. Oh, I forgot to mention, besides another context, we have Ritzicha b'meiz, Ritzicha b'shogeg, Shchita, Netilas Yadayim, but also we have a case where, some cases where we use the indirect nature in order to create a maisa, and that is Zoreh on Shabbos. Where Zohar on Shabbos, we dafka use the wind in order to create the Maisa. That's the Malach on Shabbos, using the wind. Zohar, Veruach Masayasa, right? The Gemara Babakama, Daf Samach or so, where the Gemara talks about that that's Malachas Bachsheves Asra Torah. That's one of the few cases where Malachas Bachsheves is a Chumra and not a Kula. The Gemara there says, by a case of Nezek, by damaging, that's Groma. If I do it in an indirect way. But when it comes to Shabbos, I winnow, I throw up the chaff, and the lighter chaff flies, and the seeds fall down, heavier. That's the Malach of Zorah, and that's the Chi of Darais on Shabbos. What do you mean? Koach, kocho, using the wind? That's goof, exactly what Zorah is. So on Shabbos, at least there, one would be chayiv in that case. Again, a major topic that must be discussed more at length. Says the next Mishnah. Hazor Gavel Rosh Hazorah b'Maharag. Somebody throws a rock into the street and kills. Hareze Gola. So we'll have to see what the case is. Right? That's, goes into Gola. Sounds pretty, mazed. So we'll have to see why he goes to Galus. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, im mishe, mikishe yatsa ha'evin biyado, hotiela es rosha v'kibla, hareze pater. If after he threw the rock, then somebody went in the line of fire, right, there wasn't, when I threw the rock, when a person threw the rock, the person was not going to be killed, and then he ended up going in the middle, that he's going to be pater, because that is karav la'ones. Zarak eso evan lachatzir v'harag, if somebody throws a rock into their yard, im yesh rishus l'nizak likanis l'sham, if the nizak had ability to be there, Baba Kama, please, if the nizak had a rishus to be there, so then gola, then he would, that's considered shogeg, and he will go to Golas in that case, because, you know, he should have known better. V'imlav eino gola. But if not, if he had no permission to be there, he has no permission to be in my field. What's he doing in my field? And therefore it's karav la'ones, and therefore he would not go into Golas. Shedne emar, v'asher yavo esre'ehu bayar, as the Pasuk talks about, that he goes into the forest, mahayar, rishus nizak, v'mazak, likarnis l'sham, just like the forest is rishus for both of them to be there. That's what you're going to be chayiv galus. Avkol rishus l'nizak l'mazak l'kanish l'sham. So too, that's the case that you're going to be chayiv. Yatza chatzer balabayish yem rishus l'nizak l'kanish l'sham. If the nizak has no rishus to be there, so then the horeg, the rotzeach, is going to be pater. So again, the Tosfos and Baba Kama, a lot of the Baba Kama Makos sugyas are similar, and they're compared to each other. Tosfos and Baba Kama Daf Lamed Beis discusses that the sugya over there sounds like it's karav lemezid, right? In a case of if there's reshus lenizak to be there, our Gemara says, the Armish says you go to Galus. If you had reshus to be there, you go to Galus. Over there, you had reshus to be there, then you better it's called mezid. So Tosfos is mechalik over there. Somebody asks you, can I go into your reshus for a minute? So if he asks you that, then you obviously know he's going in right now. That's why you have to be extra careful, and if you throw a stone, that's karav lemezid. Our case just means you own it jointly. He has rishus to generally always go in. You don't know when he's going in, right? He has rishus to go in at different times, and therefore, says Tosfos there in Baba Kama, Lamed Beis, Amid Amid Aleph. That's what Tosva says there. I'm not going to read it, but that's what Tosva says. There's a difference between the two. Here would be Galus, and over there would be Mason. Abishal Omer, separate din. Ma chatov az eitzim rishus av kol rishus. When are you chayav galus? That's only where you're in an act that is a voluntary act. Right? You're chopping wood. Right? Av kol rishus. Yatza, if you're involved in a mitzvah, so then you, and then there's a reticha b'shogeg, so then pater. Yatza ha'av ha'makez b'no, v'harava rodes tamido, v'shliach bezdin. These three cases, a parent and a child, rachmana litzlan, and a rebbe and a talmud, and a shliach bezdin, all these, the hitting, again, we're not saying this is a something that should be done bizman hazeh, but in the days of old, when it was more common, when if somebody was involved in one of these acts, so then one would be pater because one is osek in a mitzvah, and as long as it's obviously being done in a way that was acceptable at the time, if it was done in an unacceptable way, then even then one would be chayef. But in a case where it's acceptable at the time, so then that would be a case of ptur. Right? Rashi says here, what's the mitzvah involved? Right? By Av Amakas Beno, Lahatoso Laderech HaEmes. Right? The Bach changes it too. Making sure that the child goes on the straight path. What's the case of Shliach Bezdin? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says Shliach Bezdin means somebody's giving Malkus. Regular case. Malkus Arbaim and somebody, Rachman al-Hassan, dies. I guess they went to the doctor and they got the estimation, as Bezshem will learn, and it didn't work. Or it was something happened and the person died. So that's the case. The Rambam points out, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach says, no, we're talking about a case where Bezdin sends a shliach to go get somebody to come to court. Right? And he's being kofim to come to court. Shliach Bezdin shehikez baldin hanimna milavo ladin. Right, he's trying to get him to come to court, and he's refusing. The Ravid there jumps on the Rambam and says, Lo shamanu me'olam. I never heard of the Rambam's case. I like Rashi's case. The Kesef Mishnah says, that's not such a big kasha on the Rambam. Right, usually you have big kashas on the Rambam. Lo shamanu eina hasaga, says the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, it's a different case. But the question is why? Why did the Rambam, you know, the pashas would be Rashi. Shliach Bezdin means the shliach giving malchus. Why would the Rambam not say that case? Says the Aruch Lanier, 3 points. We'll mention two. Number one, the Mishnah later on already says, if the shliach Bezdin is giving malchus, he's pater. He's not chayiv to go to galus. So why would the Mishnah here have to say it again? Right? We said it. We say it already there. Question number one. This is the other Aruch Lanier. So says the. So why would Lachari Efshal Omar, keep it to Mastizan, Lakamon Kvartanan, in Meistachas Yodah Pater, Im Kane, you don't want to say it again. Number two, says the Aruch Lanier, Malkus is a mitzvah daraisa. Giving Malkus. Right? The others, Avu Beno, and Rebbe and Talmud, that's different Kabbalah. That's not really a din daraisa. That's based on the Pasa, Yasser Bincha, as we'll see in the Gemara. So why would the Mishnah put the mitzvahs with different Kabbalah before the din daraisa? Maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't want to say that the Malkus case of Shliach Bezdin is a din daraisa because of the order of the Mishnah. And that's why he has the other interpretation of a shliach just bringing the person to Bezdin. We're not going to go into it now, but just to keep the Ksos, just to mention the Makar, the Ksos in Simen Shin Mem Ches discusses the sugya in this context of Shliach Lidvar Avera. And Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera, we know that the sugya, what happens if the Shliach is Shogeg? Do you say then Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera here? Here the Shliach Bezdin was Shogeg. He didn't know what he was doing. Maybe he didn't have the right number. Maybe he was told to do this. Right? Maybe he didn't do anything wrong. So then do you say he goes back to the Bezdin? And then is that what the Mishnah is teaching me? But again, in that sugya, Ashin Mem Chesiv Dalin, that's what the Ksos discusses in our context. And finally, the last point to mention, the Birkei Yosef. The Chida writes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes regarding a doctor. Right? What other cases could we have that somebody who, Rachman al-Islam, killed somebody by accident? What about a doctor, Rachman al-Islam? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses that a doctor she shogag, right? Shogag, not pshia. Pshia is pshia, is negligence, is not shogig. But if it's a real shogig, then the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Shem Lamedvav and Yoredeya that there's galus also. So the Birkei Yosef discusses that. About the mitzvah of refuah relating to our discussions. and maybe there, maybe it should be worse, because there you don't exactly know how it's going to affect the patient. But either way, the Birkei Yosef discusses here in Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Vav, that Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the Tosefta. There's a Tosefta. Our Mishnah doesn't mention it. The Tosefta mentions the case of a doctor, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, but it's not in our Mishnah. Viter. L'rishus Rabim, says the Gemara. L'rishus Rabim Mezidu. What was the first case of the Mishnah? Somebody throws a rock to the street and it kills. Hariza Gola. L'rishus Rabim Mezidu. That's Mezid. Right? So how can you say he goes to Golas there? Right? He should, or at least Karov the Mezid. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Besozer Es Kosolo. You're right. It's talking about he's knocking down his wall into the street. Right? And that's what the case is. Ibai Lele Yune. That's also Mezid. He should be careful. Besozer Es Kosolo Balayla. It's nighttime. Balayla Nami Ibai Lele Yune. He should also be careful. Besozer Es Kosolo La Ashpa. It's a case where he's doing it to the dump, to the garbage dump. So Gemara says, Hayd Ashpa Hechidami. What kind of Ashpa is it? Ish Chichi Barabim. If there are people that are there all the time, Poshehu, then it's Mezid. Then he's negligent. Ilo Shchichi Barabim Anusu. And if people are not usually there, that is honest, then he shouldn't go to Galus. Either way, Amra Papa Lo Tzricha Elo La Ashpa Haasuya Lipanus Ba Balayla Veinasuya Lipanus Ba Bayom. It's an Ashpa that people go there at night for privacy reasons, but they don't use it during the day. And Ve'ika the Mikra V'yasev, once in a while people go there during the day. So Poshea Lo Havi is not a Poshea Ta'inasuya Lipanus Ba Bayom, because most of the time people are not there. Ones Nami Lo Havi Ta'ika the Mikra V'yasev is not a total Ones, because sometimes people do go there, and therefore it is a Galus. It is in the middle. Machlokas Rishonim is Rav Papa building on the wall case. Rav Papa says it's an Ashpa Silifanos Pabalayla, and it comes up with this whole distinction. Is that still talking about you knock down the wall, or now you can talk about a regular case of throwing a rock? So the Ritva says, it doesn't say Ella Amar of Papa. It just says Amar of Papa. Ella always tips us off that it's a new answer. So the Ritva says, just based on that lack of word, that omission, I think it's building on the previous answer. That's the Ritva and the Rambam. If you look at Tosfos says Befeirish not. Tosfos says you don't have to say that. Tosfos Ba'ashpa Vahashta Mayri Bayom Ubezorek La'ashpa V'lo Besosa Kosalo. Once you come up with this svara of the wall of the Ashpa and nighttime and daytime, then you don't have to have the Ukimta anymore of just the wall falling down. So it's important from that the Ritva is the significance of the word Ella in introducing answers of the Gemara. And the Rishonim are Medayik, that Ella always means new answer, not built on what we said before. And here the Ritva is Medayik from the fact that it does not say the word Ella. Good. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. The Ritva also says here that Rabim is Lav Dafka. Shechiba Rabim. Even if two people are there. It doesn't have to be Rabim that has to be there. Right? Even a few people are also my responsibility. Behirish Lav Dafka Nagat Rabim. Havadai lo Shechiba Rabim. Shechiba filu miut Lav Anosu. Lavade Lav Dafka Nagat Rabim. Okay, it says Rabim because of the other part of the Mishnah. It's still Rishus HaRabim. It's just a question of Rabim not being there. People, right. Rav Ozer ben Yaakov Omer Vechulu, Tana Rabbanan, says the Braisa, Umatza Prat Lamamsi Yatsatzmo, Umatza, and it is found, Prat Lamamsi Yatsatzmo, excluding, right, the Matza means the Barzel finds the person that killed Beshogeg, excluding someone who literally finds themselves. Meaning, who puts themselves in the way of the danger? Mikan Amar Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. This is why Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, "Im misha yatsas even miyada hoti alas rosho v'kibla pater." If he puts his head out afterwards, so then he is going to be pater because that's called mamsi es atzmo, not matza. Matza is the only case that one is chayiv. One is Chayav Gals. The Rishonim say that we pass like Abbas ben Yaakov. This is not a Das Yachid. It just happens to be that he was the one that said it. Says the Gemara, Lameimra de Matzah Meikara Mashma. So what is Matzah? Matzah means all the conditions are there originally. Excluding Mamsiyas Atzmo, where he all of a sudden goes into the line of fire. The word matzah, though, right? What's the case? There must be that everything is originally in its proper state. So is that what matzah means? That everything is as it always was, veramini? But we learned in a totally different context. U-matzah, when somebody sells their stei achuza in the end of Sefer Vayikra, and then they get enough money to buy it back, then the buyer has to sell it back. Stei achuza. And the pasuk says, U-matzah, and he finds enough to redeem it back, Now you have to pay it back to him. Pratla matsui, that excludes someone who originally had enough money. He didn't have to sell his field, but he just wanted a different field. He wanted one closer, he wanted one farther, he wanted one better. So he sold it, and then he's going to use the law of the Torah to be able to make you sell it back. So umatza pratla matsui, that excludes matsui, that he always had the money with him. Shelo yimkar barachok v'yigol bakarov. He shouldn't sell a field that's far away, right in the distance, and redeem a field that's closer. Birav v'yigol biyafeh. Question mark. Meaning he's not allowed to use the Torah, the laws of the Torah for his own purposes. But what do you see from there? Matza means that it's something, right, excluding matsui. Matsui means it's always been there, he's always had the money. Matsui is new, he just got the money now, right? So that's different than the way matzah is used in our context, where matsui said means what it was always originally. It's the opposite usage. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, you're right. Matzah can mean both. And you have to know based on context. Amar Rava, hacha men yana dekra, vasa men yana dekra. Depends on the context of the pasuk. Hasa men yana dekra, umatzah dumya de vihisiga yado. Over there, it's compared to vihisiga yado. Now he has gotten the money. My siga yado mehashta, just like hisiga yado, his hand has succeeded in getting the money now. Av matzaname mehashta. So to matzah means now, if you get the money now, then he has to sell it back to you. Hacha men yana dekra, here by Gullus, it's also in the context. Umatzah dumya diyar, matzah is similar to the forest. Ma yar midi di isa meikara, the forest has always been there. Af umatzanami midi di asya meikara. It's always been there, and therefore we would exclude mamsi es atzmo. On this line of Mamsi es Atzmo, Rav Zilberstein notes, not exactly connected to Mamsi es Atzmo, but he talks about the following case. Children are playing in the yard at Gan. Maisa Shahaya, B'yelot Shiber es HaMishkafayim Shal Chaveir B'Gan Yiladim. Two kids are playing in the yard, and the ganenet is there, the mower is there, and one kid, you know, they're playing, comes down the slide a little too hard, and breaks the other kid's glasses. So, the question is, Uba'u Ha'orim, the parents of the broken glasses child, right, wants either the parents of the child to pay or the ganenet, right, to pay. So what's the halacha, right? Let's say he was coming down the slide and then the other kid went there after he left going down and he was mamsi es atzmo. Like what's the halacha? So Zilberstein says everybody's pater. Everybody's pater. Number one, the child and the parents of the child are pater. He's a katan. He's a katan. We know the Mishnah says beferish and baba kama. Right, cherishot of a katan, pikiyas and ra, hachovo ben chayev, v'heim shachal de bachayim p'turim. Right, they're not b'nei das halachically, and therefore, ef shalachayev osam. Aye, what about the ganenet? So he explains, based on earlier sources, if somebody is doing their job normally, and it's impossible, right, there are 25 kids, and the ganenet has to be on the top of every single kid, and this could have happened even if she was standing right there. Right, it's not that she did anything wrong. There wasn't negligence here. If it was negligence, she's supposed to be outside. That's something to talk about. But here, nira she'en l'chayev, b'pnei she'en zeh ma'asi, she'ganenet tishmar al ha'yiladim b'ofen kazeh shelo yishabru mishkafayim zeh lazeh. She'tzricha lishmar al harbi yiladim b'asachas, v'yiladim m'sachkim b'yachad, b'rega katan ha'echad, yachol lishmar es mishkafay ha'sheni. Right, and therefore he says, he quotes the Rambam in Hilcha She'ela, derech ha'shomrim, ha'kol lafi ha'pikadon. And therefore, as long as she acted in the way without rashlanut, without any negligence, the way that is mekubal in Ganei Yeladim, ein makom l'tfiyah mehem, me'achar v'shamra k'derech ha'shomrim. That would be even if the kid's on the bottom of the slide. When the other kid comes, I'm coming down, okay. Right, and then it doesn't, not only with Mamsi es Atzmo. Again, that's related to our case. Good. Hazorik es Evan v'chulu. So if somebody throws the Evan, the Mishnah continued, into his chatzer, Rishus l'nizik, Rishus l'mazik, and then the Abishol said it only applies by Rishus. So Amaleahu Merabana l'Rava, Mimayin de Mechadav Azeitzim to Rishus. How do we know that the Torah is talking about chopping wood for Rishus? Doma Mechadav Azeitzim to Sukkah. Mechadav Azeitzim to Maracha. Maybe we're talking about a case where it's a mitzvah. We say, the Torah is talking about Rishus, so to all Rishus, mitzvah is excluded. Maybe the Torah is talking about mitzvah. Chopping wood for a Sukkah or for the Mizbeach. Right? V'yafilo hachi, Amarachman aligli. And even so, the Torah says to go to Galus. There's a very important Rashi, but first let's read the whole Gemara. Amar lei, kivan de matzah. No, that's not a mitzvah. How do you know? It's only a hechsher mitzvah. Amar lei, kivan de matzah chatov la mitzvah. If you have wood already chopped for the mizbeach for the sukkah, you have to chop wood? No. So it shows you that it's not inherently a mitzvah. It's just the way to achieve a result. So Hashanami la mitzvah. So too here is not a mitzvah. And therefore, the chopping of the wood is not the mitzvah. Rather, what's the mitzvah? Rashi says, the building of the sukkah. Really? Okay, we'll get back to that. Let's just continue. Eisvei Ravina la Rava. Ravina says to Rava 1 minute. Yatsa ha'ava makiz b'no v'harava rudez hamidah v'shaliach bezdin. What about the cases of exclusion from our Mishnah? Lema, why don't we say, and those are cases classified as mitzvah. Well, I mean, why don't we say kivin dilu gamir lav mitzvah? Since if the child or the student already knew without the Rebbe or the father getting involved, there's no mitzvah to do it. It's hashanami lav mitzvah. So the here too. Well, just like over there, if you had the result, you wouldn't have to do the maisa. So too here, right? So what's the difference? It should also be called the hechsher, so to speak. Where I said no, hasam avagav the gamir mitzvah. Even if he's learned, there's still a mitzvah to educate him more. Dechsiv, Yaser bin Chavi yinichecha v'yitin ma'adanim lenafshecha. Right? Therefore, there's even so, there's a mitzvah to educate the child. Again, not to make it too difficult on the child. And the Gemara in Moed Katan and Daf Yud Zayin discusses that a father shouldn't make it too difficult on the child to make the child get upset at the father and maybe hit the child. That's lifnei iver lo sitin michshol. Right? It's an important discussion. But either way, so that's why there's a chilek. And then Rava says, Hadam Rava la milsi da amri. A more fundamental way of rejection. As follows. Vasher yavo esrei bayar. Di boy ayo, vi boy lo ayo. Right? You could go into the forest. You don't have to go into the forest. Visagadalech mitzvah. And if you say, we're talking about a context of a mitzvah, misagi de lo ayo, then you would have to go into the forest. The drasha about a forest is you can, you don't have to. So it must not be talking about a mitzvah in the Torah. Amalei Ravacha Rav Ada Bar Abba L'Rava Kol Hecha Dechsev Asher Di Boyu. When you have the word Asher, it always means if you want to, if you don't want to, Asher, right, Asher going into the forest. Elameata V'ish Asher Yitma V'lo Yischata. Somebody becomes Tameh and goes into the Beis Hamikdash. It says Asher Iboy Metame Iboy Lo Metame. Right. It's talking about a case he somebody can become Tameh or not become Tameh. That's not always true. Meis Mitzvah D'lo Sagi D'lo Metame Achanami D'Pater. So if somebody becomes Tameh in a case where he had to become Tameh, like a Meis Mitzvah, so then he walks into the Beis Hamikdash, he wouldn't be Chayav Kares. Right, it's only the Asher type of becoming Tameh this halacha is going to apply to? That doesn't fit. So where I said, no, it's different. Shiny Hasam by Tuma. To Amakra, Tameh Yihyeh, Yikol Makom. It's a special din of Tameh Yihyeh, an extra pasuk. One more line. So Gemara says, 1 minute, that's used up already. Homi bar lilikid tanya, Tameh Yihyeh, l'rabos tful yom. That's to include even if somebody went to the mikvah and they're waiting for sunset. So that also, that person is also considered Tameh regarding going into the Beis HaMikdash. He's not Tahar yet. Tumasavo, l'rabos mechusar kippurim. Even if the sun went down and you're just waiting for the morning of day 8 to bring a karban, a person still can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. So that pasuk's already used up. So we're back to the question. How do we know that if somebody is Batami Mishum Meis Mitzvah, they're also going to be Chayiv? Amar le, ana me'od ka'amina. Ode to Masobo, that word teaches me. Period. Either way, what did we just say? Special dinim by the Tumah case. The word Asher does mean Rishus. You want to go in, you don't want to go in, and that's how you know the case of Ya'ar, the case of Galus, is talking about Rishus, excluding mitzvah. What about the case of Tumah? Special extra pasuk there to include, even if somebody had to become Tameh, so then they are a chayiv if they go into the Beis HaMikdash b'Tumah. Just going backwards, we haven't mentioned Tful Yom in a long time, so let's just mention it. The Egle Tal in the Hagdama of his Sefer, he quotes his father to give kavod to his father, the beginning of his Sefer, and he quotes the concept of Tful Yom, even though we read it, we're like, okay, somebody goes to the mikveh and he waits till Shkia. Says, what does that have to do with my life? Says the Egle Tal, that's exactly why we say Kriya Shema twice a day. What does that mean? Says the Egle Tal, because everything you do in a certain day, it has an effect for a couple hours. The day is affected. The day is affected. If you were Tameh at some point today, so then that effect, the remnant, the feeling of Tumah lasts the rest of the day. You can't be fully Tahar until the next day. And that's the message of Tful Yom. Because you were Tameh today, Me'achar Shaya Tameh Ba'oso Hayom, Nishar Bo Roshem Tumah Kol Hayom, U'Baharev Shemesh, Sheba Yom Acher, Shelo Haya Bo Tumah, Nistalek Gam Harishima. The chasher hu betuma kenu lomaso bikdusha. That's bikdusha too. You're makabel amalcha shamayim, right? Once every day and once every night. Because once I'm makabel, once I say kriyashma, it stays with me the rest of the day. Right, once I do it, I have to say Kriyat Shema three times a day. It's not like the Amidah, it's not like Shacharis Mincha Maariv Shmoneh Esrei, as we call it. But Kriyat Shema once a day. Because you kabbal love Omach Hashemayim b'Shacharis, Av Shacharkach, Ein Machshav Asu Bazeh, Mikom Akom Nishar Bal Roshem, Kabbalas Omach Hashemayim Kol Hayom. Ube'erev Sheba Yom Acher Nistalek, and therefore we have to be Mekabalit Michadash. That's why there's no Kriyat Shema by Mincha, says the Egle Tal in the name of his father. Good. The major point, again, this is one of the major sugyas in Shas about this, is the Rashi on Amud Aleph. So again, the Rashi had said, yeah, no, the chopping of the wood is not the mitzvah. So what should Rashi say? The sitting in the sukkah is the mitzvah. But Rashi says, the building of the sukkah is the mitzvah. That's Rashi, Dibur Masechta Hashta. En HaChatav HaMitzvah El Asiyah Sukkah. Three important sources that are put together among many. Rashi right here. The Mishnah in Nedarim. The Mishnah says, if you make a neder against doing a mitzvah. What's an example of a neder against doing a mitzvah? Does it work? Does it not work? The Mishnah. Nedarim Tez Zayin Amin Aleph. Konam Sukkah She'eni Oseh. Lulav She'eni Notel Tfilin She'eni Miniach. I'm not wearing tfilin. I'm not shaking a lulav. That's good. I'm not building a sukkah. Building a sukkah. Sitting in a sukkah. Why does it say building a sukkah? Number two. And finally, number three is the Shiltos. The Shiltos, you know, in Kuf Samach Tes, at the end of the Shiltos, Rav Achai goes and says, what's the mitzvah of sukkah? The Mechayiv in the Beis Yisrael, Lemeavid Mitalalta Umeseva. To build a sukkah and to sit in it. Shiva Yome. Chag HaSukkos Ta'asa Lecha. So all of these sources are put together by the Achronim, the Netziv, right here in the Hemek Shula, discusses building a sukkah is not just like any other Hechsher Mitzvah. That's where he comes up with his Yisod Gadol of Hechsher Mitzvah Haksuva Batorah. Two type of preparatory stages for mitzvahs. Cutting the lulav off of the date palm tree, there's no significance inherently to that. Cutting the shofar off of the ram, okay, you have to do that. That's a Hechsher Mitzvah. But then there's Hechsher Mitzvah Haksuva BaTorah, where the Torah itself explicitly tells us about the Hechsher Mitzvah. Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha, building a sukkah. Or Uchsavtam Al Mezuzos Beisecha, you should write the mezuzah. Really? Mitzvah's not writing, Mitzvah is affixing it onto the wall. No, once in a while there are V'asulahem Tzitzis. Make tzitzis, right? And there are nafkaminas. That's a separate category of Hechsher mitzvah ksuv batorah. And there are nafkaminas. Do you say mitzvah ba yosei b'shulcho? Do you say osei b'mitzvah batam mitzvah? Is there a havamina to make a bracha by these Hechsher mitzvahs, right? The Gemara Menachas discusses a possibility of making a bracha on writing a mezuzah and putting tzitzis on your beged. All the ones that are Hechsher mitzvahs like ksuv batorah dafka. Right, there's no havamina to make a bracha on other Hechsher mitzvahs, cutting the horn off of the ram. Again, a major topic. That's why he also says, Razak Baruch Hu Lazako says Yisrael, Lefikach Chir Balam Torah Mitzvahs. He says, this is a rivui. These don't have to be mitzvahs. The Torah gives a significance to make it into a mitzvah in order to give us extra schar. Right, there are many different pshatim to that Mishnah, but again, that's the Shiltos, the Netziv in Kuf Samach Tes. Weiter. Ika Demasi Laha. Right, we shouldn't think that only Sanhedrin is jam-packed. Right, Makas here is could also spend many hours. Igdamasi laha. Some have the discussion that we just had about Rishus in a totally different context on the following discussion about Shemitah. Becharish v'katzir tishbos. The pasuk says, the first half of the pasuk is talking about Shabbos, and then it says, Becharish v'katzir tishbos. You should cease from plowing and from harvesting. So what is that talking about? So Rabbi Kiva Omer Einot Tzarech Lomar. So it can't be talking about Shabbos, because Shabbos, as Rashi explains, all the malachas are aser. Why would the Torah specify plowing and harvesting? So it must be talking about Shemitah. So says Rabbi Kiva, and it can't be talking about regular Shemitah, because you already know that. Einot Tzarech Lomar Charish Shal Shvias V'Katzir Shal Shvias Shekvar Nemar Sad Cholos Hizra V'Chamer Cholos Hizmar. You already know the Isser of Avodas HaKarka during Shemitah. So it can't be talking about Shabbos. It can't be talking about during Shemitah. Ella Afilu Charishel Erev Shvias Shenichnas Shal Shvias V'Katzir Shal Shvias Sheniyatzal Motzoi Shvias. The concept of Tosefes Shvias. Tosefes Shvias. And that's what Rabbi Kiva says this pasuk is referring to. Right, says the Rabbi Yishmael Omer. This is important to be Rabbi Kiva Eger's comment here, but not for now. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Avcharish Macharish Rishus, Avkatzer Rishus. No. You know what it's teaching me? It is talking about Shabbos. But it's talking about, just like Charisha plowing is always a Rishus. There is never plowing that's a mitzvah. So too, avkatzir rishus. So too, what's usher on Shabbos is harvesting that is voluntary, that is not a mitzvah. That's why I mentioned scharish and katzir. Excluding yatsaksir ha'omer shu mitzvah, excluding the harvesting of the carbon ha'omer, right, which was done, right, the night after, the first day of Pesach. So that is a mitzvah, and that's allowed to be done on Shabbos. Kitzirah shal mitzvah is allowed to be done on Shabbos. How do you know the harisha here we're talking about is rishus? Still the harisha, the omer, the mitzvah. Maybe we're talking about plowing in order for the carbon omer. So isn't that a mitzvah? And the Torah still says not to do it, even though it's a mitzvah. So maybe it's not that mitzvah is allowed. Maybe mitzvah is also not allowed. And here's where we get to the parallel. No, if you find it already plowed, then there's no mitzvah to plow. Right, just like before, if you find the find the wood already cut for the sukkah, there's no mitzvah. So therefore, that shows it's not a mitzvah. That can't be what the Torah is talking about. Unlike Ketzirah Omer, where there's a mitzvah to be kotzer it, l'shem the Omer. Eisei Ravina l'Rava, same shakla v'tarya yatsa ava makas beno. My Rava wrote this tamid dovish deich bezdin v'yamai. Those are called mitzvos. Lema kilu kivan deilu gamir la mitzvah hashanami la mitzvah. Why don't you say the same thing? If you already have the result, then there's no mitzvah to do it. Hamar says, no, hasam avagav de gamir, nami mitzvah kavid, there's still a mitzvah. Dechsiv yaser bin chav yanichecha, or hadar amarav, la milsa yida amri, or Rava says, no, there's a more basic idea, just like he said by ya'ar, so too he says here. Ktsira domida harisha, ma harisha matza charish eno choresh, af ketsira nami, so too ketsira, you would apply that to. Visagadadach mitzvah, matzah kotzer eino kotzer mitzvah l'ksir l'hav. No, there's a mitzvah to be kotzer. So we don't compare the ksira to the harisha, and therefore that's how l'maskana we say the Torah according to Rabbi Yishmael is talking about only harisha and ksira de rishus. But if it's ksira de mitzvah, then we would say it is allowed on Shabbos. Bichlal, harisha during Shemitah is a major discussion in the Rishonim. The Torah does not mention that explicitly. Which malachis are daraisa during Shemitah? Right? On Shabbos, we have 39. And a lot of them, none of them, except for two, are mentioned explicitly, just as osasa kol malacha. But what about Shemitah? So it mentions, as we just said before, six are, but it does not mention Harisha explicitly. And the Rambam gives different impressions. The Rambam says, at the beginning of Hilcha Shemitah, he says, it's an issa daraisa. Right? He quotes, b'charesh v'kasir tishbos, eino loke, Minatora, Ella Alazria, O Alazamira, Valakatsira, Alabatsira, Echad Karim, Vachashari Lanos, and then he quotes Harisha, and then he says afterwards, Harisha is Makas Mardus. So the Mari Kirkus here discusses maybe two types of Harisha, but Harisha is a big sugi in Shemitah. Is it an Issa Daraisa? Is it an Issa Darabanan? Which is very important to know. What's Daraisa? What's Darabanan? Because by Shemitah, certain, there's chilukim between making the land better or just making sure it doesn't die. Right, and if it's Durabanan, you might be able to do those malachas to make sure it doesn't die, but not the malachas that are daraisa. So that's an important discussion by Shemitah. Again, there's a lot here in these in all of these some of the Rashis here, but we'll continue for now. Says the Mishnah, continuing laws of Galus. Ha'av golai de'a ben va'ben golai de'a av. Rachmana litzlan, a father and a son killing each other. B'shogeg, they each go to Galus. Ha'kol golin al yidei Yisrael, v'Yisrael golin al yidein. And everybody goes to Galus for killing a Jew by accident. He saw a golden Adan, chutz mi ger toshav, except for a ger toshav. Which direction is this talking about? The Gemara will discuss it, but just on the surface here, Rashi says, if a Yisrael kills a ger toshav, he does not go to Galus. The Rambam says, if a ger toshav kills a Yisrael, he doesn't go to Galus. Right? Which one, what's the chutz going on? Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. The ger toshav in a gola, ela aide ger toshav. So we'll have to see how that fits in to the earlier part of the Mishnah, or the Vilna Gaon changes the Girsa. Ger Toshev Gola al Yidei Ger Toshev. Again, the Gemara will discuss it. We'll have to see exactly also tomorrow's daf, what is a Ger Toshev? Right, different day is in the Tanaim. What exactly does it mean a Ger Toshev? We'll see. So first, the first part. Ha'av Gola Yidei Aben, the father goes to Galus for killing the son by accident, V'yamrit Yatsa Ava Makas Beno. But then we say, in the last Mishnah, a father and a child does not. He's involved in a mitzvah. To Gamir. No, it's about where he's learned. So he's not hitting him for that reason. But didn't we always say it's a mitzvah anyway? B'shulya denagri. We're not talking about teaching him in that way. We're talking about teaching him a trade. B'shulya denagri chiyusi delamde. That's still a mitzvah, right? Rashi here quotes the Mishnah and the Gemara in Kiddushin. You have to teach your son a trade. So the gamarim nasachrisi. He already knows a trade. He knows learning. He knows a trade. He's teaching him another trade. So that's not mitzvah. Period. Va'ben golai de'avachulu, the opposite, and a son for killing a father. V'ramini boy minute, didn't we learn in a brisa? Make nefesh prat l'make aviv. Right, make nefesh is excluding, right, by killing b'shogig, we exclude make aviv. Rashi, second wide line. Shalochayev galus ela lamisha haka'aso tzliya b'nefesh. Shalochayev alav l'mein hargo. You only go to galus for somebody had you just wounded them that you wouldn't be killed. Excluding a parent that somebody's chayev misa if they wound their parent. Yatsa make aviv shu chayev alav misa b'chabur ba'alma. Right? So we think the Braisa excludes a son from going to Galus for killing a father. So how could our Mishnah say otherwise? So Amar Rav Kahana, two answers. Number one, Amar Rav Kahana, lo kasha Rav Shimon Rabbanan. Maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. Machlokas, getting back to Sanhedrin days. L'Rabbi Shimon, remember, what does a son get for killing a father? Chenek. That's one of the nechnakin. So that cannot be worse than killing a parent. So according to Rav Shimon, who says that Chenek is the most chamor, more than Saif, so that's why it's not going to work out. L'Rabbi Shimon, Amar Chenek chamor mi Saif. According to Rabbi Shimon, Chenek is chamor from Saif. So then, Shigiga Saif nitzel la kapara. A murderer is roi to go get a kapara for what he did. For if he did it on purpose, he gets Saif. If he did it by accident, he goes to Galus. Shigas Chenek lo nitzel la kapara. But for wounding a father, wounding a father is not nila kapara. It's so bad, and therefore he wouldn't go to Galus. L'rabbanan da'amri sayif chamer mechenek. But according to what we paskin, that sayif is more chamer. Horeg aviv b'shogeg shigigas sayifi v'shigas sayif nila kapara. Right, that's only sayif if somebody wounds their father. So if they kill their father, it is it could have Galus, because then it's only chenek, right, and therefore it would be nitan l'kapara. Answer number one, machlokes, the Brice and the Mishnah, machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. Second answer, and then we'll have to stop, Rav Amar prala osa chabura b'aviv b'shogeg. No, of course, if somebody kills their father, they go to Galus. The Brice is excluding if somebody wounds their father. There's a havamina they would go to Galus for that. Because if they would do it on purpose, they'd be chayim misa. Sakadai the chamina kivan to be mazed bark talahu b'shogeg nami ligli. Since if he did it b'mezid, he'd be chayim misa, then b'shogeg maybe he should go to galus. Kamash balan, we don't go that far. If a person wounds their father, they might be chayim misa on purpose, but they don't go to galus b'shogeg. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Two dots on tomorrow. Again, today's shir was sponsored, and yesterday's shir was sponsored L'Zecha Nishmas Yaakov Ben Tzvi Alevi, Jacob Siegel, who together with his wife were pillars of stuck and chesed for many decades in Baltimore, by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family. We thank them for the sponsorship.